Welcome to the Abdurrahman Pasha tomb, located in the historic district of Eyüp Sultan, Istanbul. This tomb honors Abdurrahman Pasha, a prominent 17th century statesman who served as the Babasade Ağa during the reign of Sultan Ibrahim I. Known for his large stature, candid nature, generosity, and bravery, Abdurrahman Pasha was trained in the palace and held significant positions such as the governor of Anatolia and Egypt. He passed away in 1652. The tomb, constructed in 1648 by order of Şekerpare Kadın, showcases classical Ottoman architectural features with its octagonal plan and single dome. Built with cut stone masonry, it features pendentives to support the dome. The interior is beautifully illuminated by two rows of windows, the lower with rectangular sills and marble grids, and the upper adorned with stucco-stained glass featuring flower medallions. Though its original two-columned portico has vanished, the tomb still holds significant history. Notably, there is a well collar and a sarcophagus present in front of the tomb, along with two coffins inside. Above the entrance, a 14-line inscription in Ottoman Turkish notes that the tomb was purchased by Abdurrahman Pasha and Hasan Ağa in 1648. It also houses the graves of Hasan Ağa, a former treasury chief, and Fatma Hanım, wife of the former Grand Vizier Mustafa Naili Pasha. Originally built for Şekerpare Kadın, Sultan Ibrahim's companion, the tomb changed ownership after she fell out of favor. At one point, it served as a carpenter's workshop until it was repaired in 1942. In 1957, road-level alterations left it in a pit. The adjacent fountain was removed in 1942. The Abdurrahman Pasha tomb remains a testament to the rich history of its era and continues to be a place of interest for visitors today.